Do me one more favor. Turn to Malachi chapter 3. This is my theme verse, if there is such a thing, for tonight, for this year maybe, for this decade, Aaron. This is the first theme verse of the decade. Malachi chapter 3. I asked Josh to make me the slide because my mom texted me that this morning. She just texted me, "Hey, Jimmy, New Year, same God." And when she did, I thought, she's allowed to call me Jimmy, by the way. You guys aren't allowed to call me Jimmy. I thought of this text. And we're going to close with this. Malachi chapter 3. Verse 6 says this, "For I am the Lord. I change not." Let me stop here for a moment. There's going to be about 400 years of silence. There are going to be centuries when God's people are not going to hear, "Thus saith the Lord," from a prophet. And during that 400 years of silence, there's going to be tremendous persecution against God's people. And there's going to be occupation, darkness. The people are going to wonder, where is God? The people that are the stewards of the faith, which eventually would become the Pharisees, are going to basically destroy everything with their traditions. As Jesus came on the scene and said, "You've made the word of God of none effect by your traditions." So it's going to be a terrible turn of events. But before that period starts, in God's divine plan, he has a message. And much of that message, I believe, is contained in this one text. He's telling them, "I am the Lord, I change not." There are going to be changes. A lot of changes. We just mentioned all the changes the past 10 years. The past 1 year. And there's going to be a lot of changes in this coming year. Some expected, most unexpected. Imagine the changes for a moment in 10 years from now. Now, the last 10 years have flown by. 2010, 2009 was a different world in many ways. If you go back and you look at all the things that did not exist back then that exist now, I'm talking about Uber and all these other things, so many things that we take for granted in life. So there are going to be changes for Israel and the people of God. So what is God's message to them? "I am the Lord, I change not." That's not the end of the verse. Because the next word is an important word. It's the word "therefore." "For I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed." It may look like it. It may sound like it. The enemies of God will rise. You will be occupied. Things will look horrible. It will look like the throne of David is gone forever. And all of the promises are gone. And that's because of all the changes. "But I am the Lord. I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed." A year from now, 6 months from now, who knows what situation our nation will be in, God's people will be in. Just remember, whatever changes come, if it looks like everything in our society and this government's falling apart and the world's falling apart, and just remember, he is the Lord, and he doesn't change. "Therefore, ye sons of God are not consumed." The worst thing that can happen to a child of God this year, in human estimation, is that we get to see Jesus. That's the worst thing in human estimation that can happen. Because to the world, death is the worst thing. "I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, every promise I've ever made," God says, "will come true. And there will not fail one word of all of his good promise." And God's people said, amen.
Heavenly Father, we do thank you. Though a year has changed, you have not. Your grace, your goodness, your compassion, your strength, your holiness, none of it has changed, Lord. And you have been as faithful as the day in the garden that you promised to Messiah. And as we celebrated just a few days ago, you fulfilled that promise. You gave us that Messiah. And even now, Lord, that same Savior lives to make intercession for us. We ask, Father, that we would just be such a small portion of faithful as you have been so faithful to us, Lord. We thank you for your goodness and for your grace. We thank you for this time that we have together when Our New Year's resolutions that we make will probably fail, and we know that they probably will. You never will. Never one day will you fail us. Help us, Lord, simply just to be faithful to you, if you have been so faithful to us. We love you. Bless this time together. Love you in Jesus' name. Amen.
On behalf of everyone at Beacon Baptist Church, we thank you for joining us today. Our prayer is that your heart and life has been impacted through the biblical truths of this message. If you have questions or would like more information, please contact us through our website at beaconbaptistchurch.org. That's beaconbaptistchurch.org. May the Lord bless you.